And as we talk about going door to door and reaching our neighbors, one of the things about that is our neighborhoods are going to change. And I know I'm giving you guys time to get settled. I know how it is. So if the preacher wouldn't have went along, we'd have had a longer break. I apologize. So anyway, so our neighborhoods are going to change, y'all. And they are changing, and you can wring your hands and get mad, or you can go out and share the gospel, because God brings the world to us. Several years ago, when God took us to Nepal, we got engaged with the Nepali refugees. It was wild for us to realize that we'd went halfway around the world to reach Nepalis, and then they were literally moving into our neighborhoods, right? So we mobilized as a church, went down, and that ended up in the Shiloh church plant down there. But that was awesome. It was exciting. But one of the things that taught us as a church, right, is that our neighborhoods are changing, and there's always cycles with immigration and so on and so forth. And that was all legal immigration. Now there's a big push with illegal immigration and so on and so forth. But one of the things that we need to be aware of is that when we talk about adopting a street, right, or going to our Jerusalem or even Judea, you know, Mike Blake up in Monmouth, he's had several iterations of different migrant groups come through from Cameroon to closed countries, you know, all over the world. So they got an international ministry in a farm community because they got a meat cutting plant up there that utilizes those folks. And it's important that you're ready, right, to share the gospel and you're adaptable. And so I wanted to bring Wagi in for this session. I was able to go to a long version of what he's going to share. I said, man, bro, if you could come to our Bible conference, our vision conference, and just share a little bit about, kind of condense it down, get into one session, that would be awesome, because I was so fired up about what I heard. And I love Wagi. We've known each other for, gosh, probably, I don't know, a long time, 20 years at least, because he was here when we were baby church. And so just be praying for him. He's at Midtown Baptist Temple now, and he is planting a church here to the Arabic-speaking peoples. So give him some love as he comes and speaks to us today.
To meet my friend, my dear brother, Paul Amin. And Paul, would you please tell us about yourself? Who are you?
First of all, the pleasure and honor is all mine to be with you, dear brother. Actually, before I am Paul, my name used to be Ahmed. So I'm a former Muslim from Alexandria, Egypt. And I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior 27 years ago. And since then, I have been living in His grace and enjoying witnessing all what He has done for me and for my salvation. I came from a Muslim family from Alexandria. My dad was a very pious man, and he was imam of the mosque in our neighborhood. And I grew up to be in his footsteps. Also, I was part of the Egyptian military. To be precise, I was part of the equivalent of the Secret Service, which is called the Presidential Guard in Egypt, for the late President Mubarak. Accepting Christ in 1997 was something that I was not prepared for, and it hit me like a freight train, but it was pleasantly done. It is like getting out of the swamp and the mud and just being put in the place of honor. Just being called Christian is a place of honor, to belong to the most noble, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Yeah. To the believers in Christ, and advice to a Muslim, and very short, very accurate, to both of them. If you would like to give advice to a minister, a pastor, a servant, what is that?
What Paul said, woe to me if I do not witness. See, Here is the thing. The Great Commission is not telling us to be stagnant and be comfortable in our surroundings and not to go outside of our realm. But we see in the Great Commission that Jesus is saying, go ye therefore. And he told us to do certain things. What is it? He said that to baptize,
share the gospel, yeah,
and
decide,
and teach.
Yes.
So if we don't do that, we are disobeying a very essential command of Christ.
Yep.
And Christ said, who loves me follows my commands.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So for Christians, you do not be ashamed of the message of the Bible. You do not be ashamed of the cross. Do not be ashamed to declare who you are the minute you meet somebody. From the Muslim background or any background, you declare you are a child of God right away from the get-go.
Yeah, don't pretty good. So now, to the pastor, to the believers, to the follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, woe unto you if you are not sharing the gospel. Period.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. To the Muslim.
To the Muslim, I tell him that your Allah, your God, wants you to die for him. Is he weak that he cannot protect himself? My God died for me.
That's great.
Because I need protection. I need his help.
Yeah. That's
he
great.
Doesn't need mine.
Yeah.
So think about it. In my book, Christ saying to me, search the books that you think it will give you life, or you will find life within, and it will tell you about me.
Yeah.
In your book, your Allah is telling you, do not ask or do not search about things, lest it might be revealed to you and is going to be harmful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the one who is competent is up for the challenge. The one who has hidden agenda doesn't want you to search. It is your life, your eternal life. You search. You check. If you're not convinced, keep going with your life. But you are convinced and seeing that there is something, then you have the obligation for yourself and your family to take the right decision. Who is the creator? God. Did Jesus create in the Quran?
Yes.
Who is omniscient? God. Did Jesus know in the Quran?
Yes.
Yeah. Who bring back the dead to life? God. Jesus did that.
He
also.
Did. Yes.
So when he even created from the clay in the Quran, he didn't breathe in it from the spirit of God. He breathed from his
him.
Spirit.
Yeah.
So his spirit is a creating spirit.
Yes.
He is the word of God according to Surah number four, verse 171. Yes. He is the word of God. Was God ever without a word? Was God ever without a spirit? Because he's also the spirit of God.
Yes.
Was God incoherent, mute? Was God dead, as you call him, summoned? No. If Christ, as the Quran dictates, is the word of God and spirit of God, then he is with God from the beginning. And
yes,
nobody was with God from the beginning but God himself.
Himself, absolutely.
You need to research for your own salvation. And if you don't like it, just drop it.
Yeah, that's great. So I would like just to summarize this to unique point and unique advices from yourself. for the believer, for the pastor, the minister, share the gospel and leave the result to God.
Amen.
Don't worry about if the man accepts Christ or not, but do your part. Do what you ask to do. Otherwise, you are not doing the ministry of reconciliation. And to our Muslims friends, I think most of you did not accept Islam. You were born in Islam. That's why my advice, according to my brother Paul's advice, is examine it. Search to check if the start to think and even make a comparative between what you have and what the Bible is saying, and even searching what you have, if you would like to discover the truth, ask God to show you the truth, and He can lead you to see the truth.
Amen.
Paul, what a blessing to meet you and see your face today. And I think the last time we were together, I think a few months is not a year.
I just, before I start or even speak, who am I, in Quran, Jesus, when he was a child, and play with the kids. So we are kids and we are playing. So Jesus form a bird from a clay, so the clay fly. So in Quran saying that is, even when he was a child, he creates from a clay like a bird. That's why Paul said that. And he said a very good point, that is when Jesus, he just breathes his, not said God gives this life or get this clay to fly by himself, by his spirit, by his power. So my name is Wajib Butros, and it is honor for me to be here. Me and Brian, we are friends for many years, and his family, and I do remember very well one time we came before the building and we sit in the poverty outside, and we prayed together before the building start or build. So when we look back to the history, it is great. And Sam was very little when during that time, and I remember his good memory when he was very young also, because we mentioned my wife's name at home, then we went for supper outside. So as we are leaving, going back to Kisibiti, so Sam said, Pastor Wagi, say hi to Lois, Miss Lois, exactly. So, we will go through very quick, and at the end we will have a Q&A if you have any questions, and then we will have some fun about or from about Islam. And I just would like to, are we online? No? There is no problem in the first part, but that's fine. I was just curious about the second part, the fun part. what is the Great Commission? So Great Commission is we need to just to think about it, is very clear. We have three main words: who, to whom, how. So Jesus Christ asked the disciples, that is, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Nations, all nations. Nations in the Greek, ethnic group, is not America, Egypt, is not Great Britain. No, ethnic group. Every small group with the same similarity. So we can think about even Islam. There are, I think, 3 or 4 ethnic groups. We have Sunni, Shia. We have Sufi. So there is the ethnic group is some group of people have same similarity of thinking and speaking and believing and have the same common things, like teachers. When teachers sit together to talk, they are teachers. They are ethnic group. So, and it is the same thing continue, and I don't like to go. By the way, I'm here, have my brain, and have my sword. So I am ready to fight and to think. So, even when the disciples did not leave Jerusalem, what happened? Persecution came. Then the scattered, it looks like God forced them to do the Great Commission. And it is very clear, Acts 8:4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere doing what? Preaching. They are afraid, but preaching. They are scattered, but preaching. And I think all of you know 2 Timothy 2:2. So, 4 generations we can see in this verse. And the good example for a great commission or for sharing the gospel is fishing. And I would like just you to imagine this picture. I like to fish, and I get up from bed and sit in my bed and start to fish. I will tell my wife, don't bother me, I am fishing. Do you think I can catch any fish? No. If I would like to fish, I need to go to water, to go to the sea, to the river, to the lake. The same thing, the great commissions, not to sit in my office and put a sign, if anybody would like to hear the gospel, let him come. No, I would like to go. To go to the world, to the field. I encourage one Pastor Hedges shared about from door to door. This is what Jesus asked us to do. And for Muslims, because I'm asked to share about Muslims, churches used to send missionaries to the Islamic world. And when we talked about all the interview with Paul, he said many churches are thinking that 10-40 windows, God is not working there. No, God is working there. It is not closed area. No, God has some witnesses there. But praise the Lord, even we don't have to go there, God sent them to here. In Kansas City alone, we have at least 35,000 Muslims. I said Muslims, not Middle Eastern, because we have Orthodox, we have Catholic, we have other Middle Eastern people who are not Muslims. But 35,000 Muslims from the Middle East or Asian country like Afghanistan or Malaysia or Indonesia, the countries are not speaking Arabic. You have, by the way, if you don't have a handout, just raise your hand, you will have one. So, I would like to ask you, who is this head? What do you think? Feel free to interact with me, please. That's good. It is Muslim's head. So, I just would like to make it very simple, very easy for you to understand what is in their mind as a man or as a woman. What is the information, what the their belief about us? And I will go, quickly on them, so just understanding them, there are four sections in their mind. And we will study them from top to bottom, starting from the top of his brain. So the first one, we have corrupted Bible. So they are believing that our Bible is corrupted. And by the way, as I said, feel free to interact with me. You will not take me away from my message or confuse me. So why they are saying that? Because they were thinking that the Bible, the true Bible, prophesied that Muhammad will come. You see the idea here? Because they are believing Islam is the final religion or final message from God, and it must, the book before Islam, till that Islam is coming. This is the main reason. And you will laugh about that. Most of the people I met, when he tell me that the Bible is corrupted, so I asked him, do you have the accurate, the good, the uncorrupted Bible? He said, no. If I have $100 and I have a fake $100, so I need to compare them together to know which is right, which is wrong. If this is corrupted, where is the one I can compare it with it? So I can say, yes, this is right, this is wrong. Are you with me? One of them, or some of them, will tell you the gospel of Barnabas. Are you familiar with this gospel? Okay, gospel of Barnabas, written 1700 something, and according to the history, what I read about it, it is written in Spain, and that is... you can Google it, you'll find it. And in the Gospel of Barnabas, that Jesus said, there is a prophet will come after me, his name is Ahmed. In this Gospel. So, the bad thing for them, that the gospel of Barnabas has something against Islam too. One of them, just one of them. Islam believe there are seven heavens. How many heaven do we believe that? Three. Gospel of Barnabas said there are nine heavens. And when I told him that, he said, so the gospel of Barnabas is corrupted too. So there is no foundation for them. And just for your benefit, they used to use Deuteronomy 18, the prophecy for the Lord Jesus Christ to apply for Muhammad. Just to be ready to answer if they ask you. When Moses said that is God will raise a prophet like you. Do you remember the verse? From your brethren. So if we just think about that, is Muhammad from their brethren, from Moses' brethren? No. And also like you, did Muhammad made any miracle like Moses? No, he did not do anything. All the miracles that Muhammad did in his dream, like God took him from Mecca to Jerusalem to pray. When? Nobody sees that. You see the idea here? And when we come to the funny sections, we will speak more about that. So the Bible is corrupted. I think most of you can answer that. But very simple answer. Okay, let's say it is corrupted. But I have some questions I can ask you. I mean for Muslims' friend. It is logic approach. Number one, when? When the Bible was corrupted. And when I say or asked when, I mean, is this before Islam or after Islam? Do you know what is when, what the year that Islam had begun? 600 years. Muhammad born 580 something and he died 620 something. So is the Bible corrupted? Was the Bible corrupted before that or after that? So this is the first approach. The first logic questions. The second one, who corrupted it? Because 680, 480, 580, Christianity all over the globe. So was the Eastern Church corrupted it or the Western churches corrupted it? Because even the East and Western churches, even with the different version, but we have the same Bible. And also, do you think if the Eastern corrupted it, Eastern Church, do you think the Western Church will agree about that? There is many divisions between the churches through the history. But there is no division that the Bible has changed. Between them, I mean. If we corrupt the Bible, do you think we can leave the shame things in the Bible? Like David killed a man and he take his wife. If we change it, so we make it funny, we make it good. But because it is the Word of God, everything recorded as it happened. And the last logic questions I can ask him, did you read it? Did you read the Bible? He will tell you, no. Okay, I will bring one to you, and I just would like you to read it and tell me where is the corruption. There is many verses in Quran telling that I just make the verse simple. God gave his word, and God is able to protect his word. So now, the Old Testament and the New Testament is the word of God. And the Quran is the word of God according to their belief. So God will protect his word. Do you think God will protect the Quran and will not protect the Bible? If both are the word of God? Are you with me? Because if we agreed that is God will not be able to protect the Bible from corruption, he will not be able to protect the Quran from corruption. I will have the same doubt in Quran. Any questions about that? About the corrupted Bible? This is the first subject in their brain. The second one is the Trinity. You, Christians, are infidels. You are worshiping three gods. And they are thinking, because when you say the Son of God, their mind, their brain go that God married Mary, have a sexual relationship with her, and begot a child. This is the confusion. Because there is a heresy in Christian heresy was in Arabia during that time, believed that is God married Mary, and this they call it that is the Mary Trinity. So God married Jesus. Very simple way, that is when I speak about the Trinity, I say the relationship, it is not sexual relationship at all. It is not physical relationship or sonship at all. And we can approve this from even from the creation. Romans 1:20. Everything God put his fingerprint in the creation. And I amazed when I looked to the Trinity. One of the things that amazed me, water. Water, you can see the water liquid, steam, or solid. But the other way, I'm not scientist. Do you know the chemical combination of the water? 2HO. Can you imagine that? Even the ingredient of the water, Trinity. You see the idea here? The chemical terminology for that is Trinity. It's not only the form of the water, but the ingredient of the water. And for sure, the man himself, we know that is God created us after his own image. So we have body, we have soul, we have spirit, according to 2 Thessalonians. Trinity, we can look to the Bible. It is very clear. Even, it's good. I forget to write that, but I remember it right now. The Arabic alphabetical. Every letter. So now, Aleph. You can write that. Aleph. A. Alpha. L, F, Aleph. And this is letter A in Arabic. So letter A, Aleph. When I write it, is it three or one letter? No, one. It is Aleph. But like, how do you write in English? A. Just write it, not a letter in as a word. So the Arabic alphabetical, it is like you you when you write it, all the letters in Arabic, when you write it to pronounce it, it is three letters. So Aleph, A, Le, Fe. So, ba, ba, like this. So, all the letters, just when you write it in letters as a word to explain it to the students, it is three, you write it in three letters to explain it. So, is this ba or b? Is this ba? It is one letter, but we can write it in three letters to understand it. Is it three or one? No, one. And I am amazed that God allowed this in the Arabic language. because this is the problem from the Islamic side. And all the letters, I think there are 22 or 24 letters, all of them, when you would like to write them, ta, t, a, e, ta, e. So anyway, now, the Trinity in the Bible is very clear that we are worshiping and believing one God. When the Lord Jesus Christ asked them to go in the Great Commission, what did he say? Baptized them in what? In the name, not names. In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. So if there are three, it must, in language, it must say, baptized them in the names of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But because they are one, three in one, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Deuteronomy, hear ye Israel. Our God is one. The Bible is very clear that we are worshiping one God, not three gods. What is the third part is the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is a prophet. He is not Son of God, nor God himself. And let me share you that is Muslims used to deceive Americans or Western people by this style. Yeah, we are Muslim, believe in Jesus. And we believe in Moses. You cannot be a good Muslim unless you believe in Moses and Jesus. In the city market, we used to go for outreach. And then I saw a Muslim man just have a table and it said, Muslims believed in Jesus. But they did not believe in Jesus as a son of God, as a prophet. And the uneducated and the Western people who don't know the reality of Islam, deceived by that, said, yeah, I would like to be a Muslim. And I see many, many came to Islam by this way. Because the deception said that is God start with the Judaism, Christianity. Judaism with the land, the property. Christianity, heavenly, spiritually. Islam, God makes both together. So Islam is the final religion from God. And if you logic it, yeah, it is logic. But if you don't know what Islam is, many women deceived by Islam or by Muslims when they said that Islam evaluated the position of the woman. And they, because the woman don't know what is the reality of Islam about the woman, even in Quran itself, if you have problem with your wife, advise her. This is number one, stage number one. Number two, don't sleep with her if she did not accept the advice. Don't have sex with her if she did not accept the advice. Beat them. The word meaning beat them. One of the interpreter of the meaning of Quran, he put this way in English. Beat them softly. But the word itself in Quran, beat them. One of the people I know, his father was an imam. He came to Christ. And he said, I asked my dad, why you are beating my mom? Tell him, no, I love your mom, but God asked me to beat her. This is the position of the woman in Islam. So what's the problem? Nobody teach about that. The believer have no idea, have no clue what Islam is. So any good words without deeping information, many people deceived. Jesus Christ, they believe that he is a good prophet. Yes, he is a good prophet. He is not only a good prophet. He is the final prophet and he is the son of God. He is God himself. Like Paul said, even in Quran itself. Okay, let me explain this let me put it in... in this, do you think God can give his own characteristics, his own attributes to any person? No. Because if he did that, it means we have two gods. So if Jesus did the same thing as God can do or God do, it means even two options. We have two gods, God and Jesus, or Jesus is God himself. I mentioned that Jesus creates in Quran. And also a funny story in the traditional Islam about Jesus. When he was a kid, he used to tell them, yeah, your mom cooked this at home. His friend go home. Oh, Jesus told me that you cook this. Oh, he knows everything. So they, his friends starts to have an accusation against him. So they killed a man and they said at the courthouse that Jesus killed him. So they brought Jesus to the courthouse. So the judge asked him, Jesus, why did you kill this man? He said, I did not kill him. He said, no, your friend said that you killed him. So Jesus asked him, where his body? Where is his body? Bring his body to me. So they brought the body of the dead man at the courthouse to Jesus. You are dead now. So, it is amazing and crazy stories, but it is... Okay, so Jesus said, hey, did I kill you? So he get up. No, go back to this. So the judge set him free. The dead person come to alive and said, no, you did not kill me. So if Jesus, even in their traditional, can do that, who can do that? Only him, only God. So, and you Muslims, they believe one God. So if Jesus did the same thing as God can do or does, it means even we have two gods and God forbid. In this case, you Muslims are infidels because you are saying there are two gods. Or Jesus is God himself. If Islam is the true religion and the true way for salvation, at the end of the days, who will come to fight the Antichrist, Muhammad? No, Jesus. They said that. So Jesus will come and to fight the Antichrist. So where is Muhammad? So yeah, for sure. Yeah, they are believing Jesus is still alive in heaven now. And we'll come to this point now. So anyway, it is very easy from Quran to approve that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God sent his spirit to Mary, his word to Mary. And the Quran verses I printed to you, it is Surah 19, Maryam or Mary. And we will see some verses on it after we finish this. The fourth one is the crucifixion. And I put it here because he cannot swallow it. It is hard. Why it is hard? He cannot accept it. He cannot swallow it. Why? Because this verse, وقولهم إن this is Arabic, إن قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. That they said, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, and those who differ therein are full of doubts. So what is the story they are believing? They are believing when they are taking Jesus to crucify him, God took his image and put in someone else. So they took someone else, crucified him, and they are thinking they are killing Jesus, but they are not killing Jesus. They are killing another person. شبه لهم Yeah, it made appear to them. They are doing that. And some of their interpreter of their teacher, they said that his image came to Judas Iscariot. So, and God raised him to heaven before cross. Quran and their belief is the word of God. So if God said that, who can deny that? That's why it is hard. It is difficult. This is Surah 4, verse 157. By the way, just for you can remember it easy. How many wives Muslim can marry? Four. So Surah 4, it called Nisa, woman's chapter. Just remember it by four. They can marry four women, and the Surah itself, Surah Nisa or woman, Surah or chapter number four. So 4:157, just for, so you can remember it easy. This is the major four topics in Muslims' mind. And let me just make it also for you. If God opened door to speak with someone, which title, which section from these four you start with? My advice is start with the Bible. Why? This is his brain. If we come to the conclusion this is the word of God, I will just pour the word of God in his brain. It will solve the three other topics. You see the idea here? Sometimes they jump to the crucifixion. They jump just fine. But if you can start with the Bible and finish, okay, we will speak about the crucifixion. We will speak about the deity of Christ. We will speak about everything. But let us finish this first. And spend even years until you come to the conclusion, this is the word of God. Let him understand the rest from the Bible. Paul said that is their problem, that is their imams ask, don't ask. So if God said that Jesus did not crucify, don't ask. He did not crucify. But it appeared to them so. No asking in Islam. No doubting in Islam. What it said, you have to do it. And most of the young people, their leaders ask them, don't read the Bible. Why? It is corrupted. So, period. Period. Muslims are around us everywhere. This is the end of the PowerPoint. I just before we start that, I just would like to open your minds. How can I start speak with any Muslim? We meet them in grocery stores. They are coworkers. They are everywhere. The good way before you start friendship questions. Would you tell me about Islam? I will be just very happy to convert you. So, okay, we have a deal. Tell me about Islam, I will tell you about Christianity. Okay, by the way, if you have a good friendship, if you convince me by Islam, I will be a Muslim immediately. At the same time, let me convince you by Christianity. But let us discover which way is the truth, which way is the correct way. Because you are my friend. I would like to be with you after we die. So if Islam will take us to heaven, I will be Muslim so we can be together. If Christianity will take us to heaven, I would like you to be with me. You see the idea here? If you would like to ask him to read, let him read Sermon on the Mountain, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And he will amaze from what is written in these three chapters. Paul, his dad was an imam. And by the way, he protected Mr. Mubarak when they tried to kill him in Ethiopia. He had three bullets in his thigh. And he told me, I think Mr. Mubarak, tried to protect me when I flee from the country because what I did for him. Otherwise, they can bring him from any place in the world and kill him. So, reading the Bible for Muslims is like you give him a treasure, because Quran is confused. Even in one chapter, there is a contradiction in one chapter in Quran, in one surah. Surah is chapter. So surah 4 is chapter 4. Quran written in two sections. In two period of times. The first part was written in Mecca. And Mecca, there is many Jewish and Christians and heresy Christianity. So most of the peaceful Quran written in Mecca. That is, they are people of the book, Jewish and Christian. They are good people in Mecca. When he immigrated to Medina, they are infidels. Kill them. So, in one chapter, you can see a verse from Mecca and verse from Medina. Marriage. وَانْكَحُوا مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَطَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثًا وَرُبَاعًا. So the word the word itself is not marry. They will translate it marry. But if you see K, woman, two or three or four, it means you can marry two or three or four. After that, there is an open door for what they call it, pleasure marriage. What pleasure marriage? I am traveling. My wife is not with me. I would like to have sex. So I go to this woman. Would you marry me for 1 hour? Yeah. Contract. And get married. I am telling you facts. I'm telling you history. And this pleasure marriage more in Shia, not in Sunni. Two sections of Muslims. The majority of Shia in Iraq, in Iran, some of in Lebanon and Syria. And many, many people, I can tell you, even many Western people travel to Iraq for pleasure marriage. And according to the contract, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, in the contract. Okay, there is also for Muhammad, that is Muhammad, how many wives did he marry? I'm asking you. It must be four, because it said four. Nine and some said 11. Even he broke the law of God in Quran. Not only that, but there is a verse. If any woman would like to dedicate herself to Muhammad, he only can, F-U-C-K, no one else. And it is written, by the way, in Quran, the same word, F-U-C-K, in Arabic, written clearly. And there is many hadith, that is many, many stories about that. Last thing I would like to share about this topic before I take any questions or have some fun. Why there is no adoption in Islam? Why? I'm asking. Nobody know? Muhammad has adopted son. And there is a beautiful girl. Her name is Zainab. He gave Zainab to his son. One day he went to visit his son. And he saw Zainab was very beautiful. So his heart started to lust about her. Second visit, he went to visit his son, and he saw her wash clothes, and he saw her legs. He get more, what is the English word for that? Then he told his son, divorce your wife. He divorced his wife, and Muhammad took her as a wife. And there is a verse in Quran about that. By the way, her name, Zainab, daughter of Gahsh. Gahsh is donkey, but it is his family name. Zainab bint Gahsh. You can ask any Muslims, he will know the story very well. And when you speak about that, he said, yeah, no, it's not wrong with the prophet. God asked him to do that. He married one of his wives. He engaged her, 6 years old, and have sex with her, 9 years old. And this was the daughter of his first leader. Her name is Aisha, or in Arabic, Aisha, A-I-S-H-A. And because she was, just imagine, he is 50 or 50 something, and then he has a 9 years old wife, and when she grow and become, you know, more adult or more mature, she had more control of everything. So Muhammad said, take half of your belief from Aisha. So she became a source of a teaching. And when the verse that is, if any woman would like to come to Prophet and to let him have sex with her, she will be, belongs to him, not anyone else. Aisha told him, I wonder about your God, who is just concerned to satisfy your desire. Can you imagine that? Aisha told that. I wonder about your God, who is just, looks like God is sitting here. How can I satisfy Muhammad's desire? So, verse. Most of the hadith is talking, and the hadith is the teaching of Muhammad. So they have Quran and they have hadith. Most of the hadith came through Aisha. Look with me in this Quran verses. This is Surah 19, Surah Maryam or Mary. And by the way, Mary had a higher place than Muhammad's wives in Quran. Jesus has a very higher place in Quran than anyone else in Quran. And if you think of Quran for Muhammad, why Jesus is magnifying than him? I believe this is because of God. God has even his authority in anything, even the devil is doing it. So here, verse 22. So, for Mary, she conceived him. Verse 23, when the pain came to her, she said, completely forgotten, because she was very scared and afraid. So what happened? Jesus called her from underneath as he is coming from the womb. So when whereupon he it is referred to Jesus, a little baby. The one is just born, speaking to his mom, telling her, called her from, don't be sad. Your Lord has placed a stream beneath you. And he advised her, 25, and shake toward you the trunk of the palm tree, and the fresh rib dates will fall to you. So eat. Think with me. This is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Look to verse 28. And somebody read it. And I would like to hear any opinion. O sister of
Whom?
Aaron. Do you think Mary, sister of Aaron? He confused between Mary, Moses, and Aaron's sister, and Mary's mother of Jesus. There is thousands or hundreds of years between them. She is not sister of Aaron. You see the idea here? Hey, Quran is just confusion. Okay, what about Jesus? Still a baby? And so they told, accused Mary, so she, no, speak to the baby. I did not do anything wrong. So she pointed to him. They said, how can we speak to an infant? So he said, he replied to them, I am a servant of Allah. Allah is God. I am a servant of Allah. He gave me the scriptures and he made me a prophet. And he made me a blessing wherever I may be. And has... Okay, ask me to pray. And in 32, to be kind with my mom. 33. And peace is upon me in the day I was born, in the day I die, and the day I resurrected alive. This is the crucifixion in Quran. And they deny it. So peace upon me. When I born. And when I die. And when I resurrected from death. They may reply that is, yeah, with Jesus when we will come, he will die and resurrect it again. No, but it's the order here that is birth, die, resurrect. Okay, the last two verses in this page, it is Surah 3, verse 42. This is verse telling that is we have accurate Bible. He sent down to you the book to Muhammad with the truth, confirming what it came before it. What it came before it is the Bible, the Old and the New Testament. 3:42, that God magnify Mary above all the women of the earth. The second page, four is Surah An-Nisa, woman's chapter. And this is what is written for the Lord Jesus Christ in Quran. Can you see? Everything God can do, he gave it to Jesus. Are you with me? No, it looks like you are having an ebb. So he gave him to create. He gave him to heal. He gave him to raise dead people. Who can do that? Only God. Any question? Okay. Yeah. you can consider it the New Testament for us. They did not understand the gospel as the good news. And by the way, also, the word gospel in Arabic, Injil, and they said that the Quran came in Arabic, and the Injil is not an Arabic word. It is a Syrianic word. Around 9 or more words is not rooted from Arabic. So when you say the Injil, it means for us or for them the New Testament. Yeah, the life of Jesus, yeah. Fun two things. Let's see this, watch this video, it is just a few seconds. And just think, this is the mentality of the Muslims. An uncovered woman in the States. Just see. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the mentality? Covered what? What she is covering? It's not a human being. You see the idea here? If anyone just think, do you think anyone can do that? It's not body. And even it is not soft. Okay. There is, Muhammad said, this is some hadith, funny thing just to let you see the importance of sharing the gospel to Muslims. They are blind and they are just following the false teaching and the miserable teaching with no thinking. If you win even one Muslim, or just let him read the Bible, I can tell you, you are doing a great, great job for the kingdom of God. Because Satan is blinded their eyes. Okay, if Muhammad said there is a goodbye F-U-C-K to your wife, how? If she died, and before you bury her, you can have sex with her just to say her goodbye. Is not discussed. And the problem is they are believing that. Some of their teaching, they said that is they would like to have a woman, but she did not sleep with him. And they are saying when they bury her, he went to her grave and opened and slept with her. Okay, adult sucking breast. Did you hear about that? Adult breast sucking. Okay, Aisha and Muhammad. Muhammad, there is a woman has adopted son. So he grow up, And she went to him. She told the prophet, you know, the boy, I adopted him. He grew up and it looks like he looks to my body as I'm. So he told him, let him suck your breast 5 times. Aisha said, if any woman has a worker with her, to avoid this problem, so if you have your driver, let your driver suck your breast, so he will be like your son. By the way, this is teaching in Islam. You see, everybody is looking to me. What are you saying about that? What is that? I'm not saying that. They interviewed Imam in Egypt when this, you know, because it is a big problem. So there is Dr. Hala. Hala was a Muslim and has a very famous talk show. And when some anti-Islam speak about that, she called the Imams of Egypt to this show. And in this sitting, and she gave them this, tell me about that. This adult breast sucking. So I said, yeah, it is right. So she told them, now, me, Hala, have a driver, have people working at home, have people cooking for me. What should I do? He replied to her, do what is written in Hadith. So she said, what? By this way, what? They kicked her from Egypt and stayed in Emirates at least 3 years because of that. I'm just letting you think of what is, you know. Okay, if you are sick, Muhammad gave advice to heal you from all the sickness. Drink camel's milk and the camel's urine. I will stop here. It's not fun. This is Islam. Here in Western countries, Muslims try to show Islam is peaceful, good, you know, cute. But the root of Islam, if anyone accepted Christ, Sharia law, he must be put to death. And if Christian went to be a Muslim and then he understand and returned, would like to be a Christian, he will be, they will kill him immediately. Even his root was Christianity. So what we are seeing here is not the true Islam. I can say that. I grew up in Egypt and hearing all the mosques during the Friday praying. The imam used to pray and he said all the people, amen, amen, what he is praying. Father, for Christians and Jewish. Make all their kids fatherless. Amen. God, dry the blood in their bodies. Amen. Every Friday. And they know some Christians in their neighborhoods. By the way, until now, the blood did not dry in my body. Woe unto us if we are not taking the gospel to Muslims. woe unto us if we are not sharing the love of Christ to these people. What if a woman, her husband used to not to sleep with her or beat her, and see other Christian friend just loved her, and she can invite her to her home and see the Christian husband treat his wife as a queen and with love and the good atmosphere, now she will start to think, what is the difference? Would you tell me why your husband is doing that? Because the Bible tell me so. The Quran is tell me that is my husband do so and so and so. It is a start to think. Just showing the true Christianity to them. They are people need Christ. They are good people because God created them. Their problem is not them, is the Islam itself. It's the teaching of Muhammad himself. You can say anything against God, no problem. But if you said anything against Muhammad, they will kill you. They are putting Muhammad in the very, 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 very high position. Even there is saying in Quran and that God and his angels and praying to Muhammad. And when I argue with Algerian men in London, so how can God pray to Muhammad? He said, you don't know the language. You don't know the language. Pray, it means a blessing. So God is blessing Muhammad. I said, no. Praying, it means pray. Even in Arabic, salah means communicate. Sila, relationship, is not blessing at all. So even that, they are corrupted mind. So Satan is trying to blind them not to see the truth. And they need the truth. And if we will not share the truth, the 35 for us in Kansas City, 35,000 in Kansas City, God will ask us as a church in Kansas City about their blood. Because it is our responsibility. Pastor.
Yeah, and you, one more point that you would make about, I remember you making it Midtown, is if you have a Muslim friend, keep your friendship, is what you said.
Yeah. If there is an argument about anything, lose the argument, but don't lose the friendship. Why? Because if we discuss, and then I hold my position, I lose your friendship. We will not talk again. But if I just leave this subject a little bit until we come back to it, and we can continue speak.
To lose, you know, obviously.
Lose the topic, the argument.
Yeah, but avoid just let that go until you come back around, keep a friendship. So we got a batch of Arabic Bibles, New Testaments in, and we were able to give those to Wagi. So 35,000, I was doing the math, in our metro, it's 1.75% of the metro, percentage-wise. In Kansas City proper, that would be, I think it was over 2% of the population. And that's a lot in a condensed area. And so those are Muslims. So we got these Bibles, and Pastor Wagi was able to lead someone to Christ and give that to him, without saying names or any details about it. In America, can I share this? I mean, this isn't going to go out in the recording. So in America, this guy has to be careful right here in Kansas City. He can't, go out and say, hey, I just got saved, because he could be killed right here. I guess it'd be like the mob and go put him in the Missouri River or something. But anyway, he'd be gone. And so that's pretty high stakes. So that's going on here. I'm not talking about somewhere else. And that's the kind of precautions they're taking for believers right here in our community. And so, because they come from these places, obviously they're from, I won't say the nations, but Middle Middle Eastern Muslim nations. So just be wise to that. And so there's a reason it's probably a slow roll for someone to get saved, right? Especially if they're coming from a background. One of our members just gave a New Testament out this week to a friend. So he has a friend that he's talking to in the medical profession, and he gave him a New Testament, and he gladly received it. So just keep doing what you're doing, and as we come across these folks, continue to give them the gospel. Thank you, Pastor. I don't know that for time's sake, I'm going to go ahead and do the break. If you got questions further, make sure to get with Wagi. Another thing you can do is download the Quran on your phone. Sam and I are back there going through it as he's going through these verses, so you can see it yourself. Bookmark them. I bookmark them. That way I got them handy. And there's more. Where can we get more resources online? Is there anywhere you would recommend to get these arguments?
Yeah. Answering Islam.
Okay, Answering Islam. So that's Samer Abraham's website. Who by him?
Jay Smith.
Jay who?
Jay Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the root of Answering Islam.
Okay, the root of Answering Islam. Okay, so Jay Smith, Answering Islam. So those are some resources. You can get those. And then if you get the app, like my app, I'm bookmarking all these. So that way, because, you know, you don't have all those in rote memory probably, so you can get back to those and go, oh, that's the one where he creates the was it a bird? Whatever. So all of that kind of stuff. So anyway, all right, well, let's stand. You guys have been very patient. Let's have a quick break, and we'll come back for our next session, and let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I thank you for Wagi taking time to invest in what it is that we need to be aware of with Islam, and Lord, the darkness of and the perversion of Muhammad has now been multiplied throughout generations, and it's really disgusting. It's dark, and it really hurts weak people. Instead of protecting it, it really perverts, and it's sad. And so, Father, we pray that we could be change agents here. Use us, Lord, help us not to have a spirit of fear. We have nothing to fear, and why would we? And just to get the gospel where it needs to go, and help us to have a heart of compassion for these blinded from the gospel light. Lord, we thank you. Give us wisdom, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, as we go forth and share the gospel. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's try a quick break. Let's do 5 minutes, come back, and we'll go from there.